Howdy, howdy, freedom seeker. Welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm excited to be back with you here after the Christmas holiday. How was everybody? Did you have a great Christmas? Get any vacation time in, or at least just a day to do nothing? Sometimes that's the hardest days for me, doing nothing. Anyway, listen, I have a favor to ask you. If you haven't already, would you please subscribe to this show? Click the follow button and leave a review on whatever podcast player you are listening to. It truly would mean the world to me. And after today's episode, you're going to understand even more why that is. I am here to share with you how I got the podcast ranked from 5% globally to the top 3% in a matter of 4 months. And I'm going to share with you exactly what I did to do that and what my next steps are to get it into the 2% category, because that's the next level of category on Listen Notes. So let's dig in.
Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey friend, it's Lindsay. Pause with me for just a second. You're listening to this podcast right now, and maybe you've listened to a dozens or hundreds of episodes. Maybe you've just even done all the things. You've bought the courses, bookmarked articles, joined the Facebook groups, all because you know you need reoccurring income. It's something that's been weighing on you for a while. You might have heard me talk about it, the someday dream. Well, we're going to make this the today action. It's time to get moving. And here's the thing. You've got all the information at your fingertips. And the fact of the matter is, you don't need any more information. You're drowning in information. What you really are starving for is clarity. Everybody in the world is teaching you what to build. And YouTube is full of how-tos. But nobody is helping you figure out which one fits your business, your lifestyle, your actual audience. Which model makes sense for you? How do you know if people are going to pay for it? Where do you even start? Those are not questions that another podcast episode can answer. You, my friend, need clarity, and that's what I created for you. It's a free guide. It's called Earn 5K per month on repeat. 5 simple steps that help you figure out what you should build to get that reoccurring income flowing. And it's not just what everybody else is building. It's what makes sense for your business. Because here's the truth. You don't need more information. You need to see your specific path forward. That is clarity. And that's what this guide does. So text the word freedom to 55444 and I will send it straight to you. Again, that's freedom to 55444. It's time to stop listening to all the things and start building. Okay, but definitely keep listening to this one episode, shall we? The point is, the next step is waiting for you in the guide. So take action, get that guide sent to you, and let's build something together. All right, back to the episode. Okay, so a few months ago, it was around August of 2025, I decided to really reignite this podcast. It was something that I had missed. I was looking forward to getting back over here and talking with you all. And I finally just set an expectation and decided to go all in. Plus, it also helped that I sold my shares of the solar business, so I wasn't super busy over there anymore. Anyhow, I was surprised when I went on to Listen Notes and saw that the podcast was ranked in the top 5% globally, despite the fact that I hadn't really been giving it some love. That surprised me. I was pretty excited. And I want to share that with you because it's a testament to truly explain to you how the value of podcasting. You know, if you are looking for a source for sharing information, consider podcasting because it helps. It lives forever. It lives forever. Even when I wasn't really doing a lot, it was still doing something for me. People were still listening. And that was pretty exciting and motivating. And so I did not set a goal, by the way. I didn't set a goal for what I wanted to achieve with Listen Notes. I just simply committed to reigniting the podcast. And I had a plan for what I was doing. I didn't know that it was going to increase my Listen Notes score, but in retrospect, it did. And so these things worked. Now, for those of you who are not sure, Listen Notes is a public website. You can look up any podcast and see its ranking. You cannot see how many downloads they've had. So that is not information that's public domain. But you can tell how Listen Notes has graded it. And they have two scores. One is their listen score. It's usually ranked between like 0 and 100. The bigger the number, the better. And this is ranking you in the category that you're in. Then they have the percentage score, which is all podcasts globally. It's like almost 4 million podcasts, 3.3 million or something like that. Now, the good news is it's a nice way to determine where you sit on the scale. So if you're a podcaster and you're kind of wondering like, how good is my podcast? It's a nice way to give yourself some guidelines to look for. But on the flip side, you need to know that it includes data from all podcasts, which more than half of the podcasts out there, that 3.3 million, are not active. Many, many, many podcasts have been produced and are not being produced anymore. So that's the downside. So you just want to be sure to keep that in mind that you're ranking, if you're ranking, let's say at 10%, just remember that you're also competing against podcasts that are not active, which in a way is actually a good thing because one of the easy ways to get your score up is to produce more content. So that is actually step number one that I did. And I did it again without really realizing it. Obviously, I knew I needed to produce more content, but I could have just gone back to producing one or two episodes a week, which is what I used to do when I was consistent before the solar company. However, I made a commitment to myself to do one a day, and I did do one a day. Now, here's what that did for me is it increased my downloads. Okay, daily downloads increased. If you ever want to get a boost on downloads, just throw out an extra episode or two a week. And you don't always have to do it for a long period of time. You know, you can just do it as a boost to get the numbers up and then go back to your normal routine. While I'm on that subject, there are five key things that Apple looks at when they're ranking. So this Apple has their own ranking system. And Apple ranks only from podcasts that are on Apple. They look at followers. They look at active unique listens, meaning daily listens. The number of downloads, that's different, right? You can have a podcast that downloads episodes, but you don't listen to them. It also looks at the star rating for people who are reviewing your podcast and a written review. So those are the key metrics Apple's looking for, and hence why I asked you to follow and leave a review. Because if we take the standard of knowing that Apple is looking at these things, it's easy to understand that Listen Notes is looking for similar metrics as well. Therefore, by producing more episodes, I was getting more listens and more downloads just automatically. And that's one of the biggest things I think that helped the ranking. There was a couple other things that I did too. One of which was I brought back guests. It used to be that I kind of went away from guests and did just Lindsay only episodes. And again, I did this not because I was being intentional about a listen score. I was doing it because I realized that there is extreme value in podcasting with other people. Not only do I get to build my network and my connections, I meet amazing people, I also get to leverage their audience when they share the show. It works both ways. They're leveraging my audience and I'm leveraging theirs. And so it's a reciprocal thing, but it grows my business. It grows my audience, which if we go back to those metrics, right? We need the main driver of these five key things, follows, active unique listens, downloads, star ratings, and written reviews, is new listeners. Because let's say we have a super fan listening today. Maybe it's you. You already listened to everything, let's just say. You already have left a review, and you already follow. The only way that I can increase these metrics is by getting new listeners who are super fans. So That's good. I'm going to put a pin in that for a second because I'm going to come back to this new listeners because it's going to tie into what I want to talk about for how I'm going to grow in the future because that's the key right there. But going back to what we're talking about, leveraging other people's audiences, for podcasters who don't leverage guests, I encourage you to do so. I really encourage you to do so. You will grow so much faster if you bring guests on your show and good quality guests. That leads me to the number three thing. Part of why I stopped bringing guests on a couple of years ago was because, quite honestly, they started to bore me. And they bored me because these are episodes, by the way, I didn't publish, so don't worry. But I felt like it was a pitch fest. People came on to not really meet, not to have a genuine connection, but to just pitch whatever it was they were trying to sell. And it was boring. It was boring for me, and I figured it was boring for you. And it kind of took the fun out of podcasting, in all frankness. So I found that that's why I steered away from it. But when I brought it back, I thought, you know, Lindsay, you could just be more picky about who you bring on. yeah, good idea. That's Lindsay talking to Lindsay. Anyway, so that's what I did. I started bringing on guests. If they didn't have a really transformational story, I wasn't really interested in talking to them. And that, because that's the story part, is what makes it interesting and to listen to. Let's be honest. All right, so that's the three things I did. Those are the only three things I did. And I was surprised a few weeks ago when I went and saw that my listen notes percentage global ranking went from 5% to 3% out of 3.3 million podcasts. That's pretty stinking cool, I thought. And I'm proud of that. Now I would like to take it, I'd like to increase my listen score, and I'd like to increase my percentage to the top 2%. And I need to do that with new listeners. So a couple things I'm going to do differently. This, I've been really praying about this for the last few days and weeks, actually probably the last couple of weeks over Christmas. I am going to not produce an episode every day. And part of that is because I'm realizing that I lack the time to promote the episodes. I'm barely putting them out on social media. I'm not doing anything on Substack. I want to be doing more on Substack. I just learned about it. I could be doing so much more on Pinterest, all these different places that will pay me dividends. And I thought, if I spent less time in production and more time in marketing and found a balance, I will leverage both. I will be getting new listeners and I will be still producing. I'm not going to not produce. I'm just not going to do one every day. So this is my strategy to growing, and we're going to test it. I'm going to test it and see what happens. If we can get new listeners to come aboard and we can get them engaged and leaving reviews, I don't see any reason why my scores wouldn't go up. So with that being said, please consider sharing this show with somebody that you know would like it. Okay. Now, what's going to happen moving forward is I plan, because I have a ton of really good guests and my guest pipeline is full, and I don't want to wait a year to produce a guest episode. So I will still be producing two guest episodes a week, but I'm only going to produce one Lindsay episode a week. That kind of makes me sad. I just want you to know. I don't know if you care or not, but it does make me sad because it, like I said, I truly do love this. But I think it's really important. Now, there is something you should know to stay in touch and to also get really valuable content, better than this free version on podcast. I have the free version, still free. You can follow me in the Freedom Online Business Builders community on Facebook. I will be going live there every Wednesday. And what's really cool about that is you can engage with me. You can join me live and ask questions, but then also feel free to ask questions in the community so I can give you pertinent information to help you with where you are in growing your online business. So it is kind of a bittersweet thing. I won't be on the podcast as much, but I'm still here giving good information and helping you in an even better way. So get into the Freedom Online Business Builders community on Facebook And if you are into Substack, I'd love for you to connect with me over there as well. I'm going to say this. I will not be making every single one of those live videos an episode. So for the really good content that's truly how-to and specific to you, you're going to need to be in one of those two places. Otherwise, continue listening here on the podcast to get good information, no doubt. I will show up weekly and give you a good piece of content. And we're going to have amazing guests on the show. By the way, I am a total open book for you. If you have any thoughts about this and want to give me your two cents, you can also email me or text me. In fact, I've dropped my number on here a few times. I'll do it again. It's 302-271-7575. Probably the easiest thing to just shoot a text and say, hey, I am going to miss you. That would make my day. Truly, I mean it. For me, for 2026, it's about building relationships. And as much as I love podcasting, and I think it's a great marketing tool for my business, I would rather get to know people. And that's the reason why I'm going to be spending more time in the group and in Substack. I want to get to know you. I want to be like an actual helper person in your life and your business. Okay? All right, my friend, be sure to connect with me there. I know we had a lot of asks in this episode. I don't normally do that. Share the show, follow the show, leave a review, join me in the Freedom Business Builders community. I hope you can get all that down. I believe you can. And I look forward to seeing you here again on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in.